such food Bran had never seen, course after course after course, so much that he could not manage more than a bite or two of each dish. There were great joints of oryx roasted with leeks, venison pies chunky with carrots, bacon and mushrooms, mutton chops sauced in honey and cloves, savoury duck, peppered boar, goose, skewers of pigeon and capon, beef and barley stew, cold fruit soup. Lord Wyman had brought 20 casks of fish from White Harbour, packed in salt and seaweed, whitefish and winkles, crabs and mussels, clams, heron, cod, salmon, lobster and lampreys. There was black bread and honey cakes and oaten biscuits. There were turnips and peas and beets, beans and squash and huge red onions. There were baked apples and berry tarts and pears poached in strong wine. Wheels of white cheese were set at every table, above and below the salt, and flagons of hot spice wine and chilled autumn ale were passed up and down the tables. Lord Wyman's musicians played bravely and well, but harp and fiddle and horn were soon drowned beneath a tide of talk and laughter, the clash of cup and plate, and the snarling of hounds fighting for table scraps.